And we like to think of Kathy Casey as a spicy person anyway, but you're in the studio today talking about spice, and I think what I'm guessing is you want to get us out of our spice comfort zones.
Right. You know, everybody's cinnamon and nutmeg and maybe allspice. But, you know, there's so many other cool spices out there. Chinese five spice, which is fennel seeds, cinnamon, clove, star anise, and Sichuan peppercorns. Delicious. Cardamom seeds, which are native of India. Coriander seeds, cumin seeds. There's all different kinds of spices that you can, you know, grind up and incorporate into your dishes.
Do you have to wait for a recipe to come up that needs a spice, or do you recommend just giving them a try just for the heck of it?
I think give them a try. You know, some of these spices you want to saute a little bit to release their flavor, too. You know, there's a lot of places that you can get great spices around here, too. You can go to PCC. Mm-hmm. You can go to Market Spice or World Spice, where, you know, if you don't want to buy, like, a big jar of it, you could just go and buy a little bit and try it out.
So does it matter how you keep your spices? I mean, people sell, you know, all kinds of, you know, spice racks and that sort of thing. What do you do?
You know, I usually put them in a little glass jar, and you want to try and keep them out of the light, but you want to replace them every so often. You know, you don't want to keep those spices. You know, you look in your spice drawer and you're like, oh my God, how old is that? It's like, oh, and why doesn't it taste like anything? Because it's so old. You know, all those oils have been released and it died. The spice died. So you want to refresh them.
Is there a good test for that? Do you date the jar? Or what do you
know,
do?
That's dating the jar is really good. And then smelling them. You know, just smell them. And if they smell really fragrant, they're going to taste really fragrant.
Now, do you have a recipe on your blog with spices?
I do. I've got fragrant spiced rubbed pork tenderloin. Oh, and it's really great. It has black mustard seeds, coriander seeds, cumin, tumin. Turmeric and cinnamon. I combined the two. And it's really great. And, you know, if pork's not your thing, it's wonderful on grilled chicken breast, too.
Oh, that's a good idea. All right. Well, all right. You've got me out of my comfort zone. I'm going to give these spices a try and check out this recipe, too, at KathyCasey.com. And we link to that on our website, comonews.com.